All right. Again, proud of our team. Went out and did the things we needed to do, take care of business in the game. UM Monroe, I thought, played really well. First half, I mean, they give us all kind of problems. I thought they did a great job on offense of getting to the edge. We didn't set any edges, missed some tackles. They hit a couple deep balls. And, you know, luckily we had the big field goal block where our special teams did a tremendous job, and I thought they did tonight already. We caught all the punts, did a good job, didn't get many returns, but the way they punted it, we were catching them, getting good field position. We punted the ball well, and when they did punt it, I think we only had – we had two punts, I believe. We had the ball 9 times and scored 7 out of 9 possessions. But, you know, the special teams getting a block and doing that, but then, you know, wasn't happy with the defense. We can't give up a drive right before half after we get momentum of the game and get them back into a 2-score game. But ULM credit, they made plays, and the second half our defense did a much better job. We tackled better, set edges, played better. Offensively, we stayed very efficient in the game, ran the ball and threw the ball with pretty good balance. Early it was running, but we only had 4 possessions in the first half. It was kind of funny. I mean, it was kind of a funny game when you're calling it. We were having success, but the thing that's disappointing, we had 4 touchdowns called back. I mean, we had 3 with penalties and 1 on a bob or whatever it was on the side right there. That it's very disappointing. Jace had 2 catches, I know. Kellen had a run called back. I think it was those 3 called back on that, and then we had a chance for another one. Unless we can't do that, you know, the people we're going to get ready to play, we can't have those penalties, and that's very disappointing. And right off the bat, we had 2 or 3 penalties in the game, and we only had 5 down here for 55 yards. But I thought I remembered more than that, but they were critical penalties, and any penalty is too many, and we can't have that, and I got to get that fixed. So defense, we got to tackle better, set edges, play deep ball a little better, and we also had some runs pop out inside. We got some eye violations inside, but special teams for the most part was really good, except for the 1 kick that we kicked out of bounds on the kickoff. But our kickoffs are good. Our coverage, when they're bringing them out, I think we got him again at the 16. Thought we covered well there. Our punter's doing a great job when he's punting. And punt returns were catch. They had a bunch of short punts, so we caught them, fielded them, got the field position, and moved the football. So took a next step forward, got a little better in some areas, and got to continue to grow. Had good balance on the offense today.
Right. Questions? Gabe?
Hey, Jimbo, how about the job your quarterback did just on the little things? I think he threw 3 blocks. He ran the ball really well, too.
And checked in and out of the plays, the calls, the checks, the things he did. People have no idea up there. He's getting us in and out of all those plays. And he understands the game. He's learned the whys of the game. He's having fun with it. And then he made plays with his feet, like you said. He scrambled, made plays, kept things alive. And you know, then he sat in the pocket and made decisions. And a couple times we had him some pressure. We had some deep balls we were trying to get him to throw. But he's doing a really nice job right now, playing really good football.
Second row.
Playing smart football. That's what's got me excited. He's making plays all down the field, but he's playing good, smart football.
Ben?
Were y'all as sharp as y'all would have liked to be in this game today?
Oh, you're never as sharp as you want to be. You can score 100 and score every possession. You're never as sharp as you want to be. We want to be sharper when you know. We obviously weren't. Like I said, there was issues. We had a kick out of bounds. We gave up some plays on defense, a couple big plays, give up a run right before half. And offense, we had 4 penalties that called back 4 touchdowns. So, no, we got a lot of room to work on some things.
Front row, Travis.
Coach, went in the game a little shorthanded. Do you have status of LeCamera, Rogers, Carper, and then McCoy?
Rogers should be good to go. He should be good to go. LeCamera probably out for a while. He, on that first kick, he did a avicular little crack or fracture or something to his foot. So it'll be some time. And that's why the other thing I was happy about. Seth, how about the way he stepped up tonight as a freshman? He hit those field goals. And I mean hit them. Did a great job. He played really well. Who else did you ask me about?
Carper.
He should be, hopefully he'll be back this week, we're hoping, as he heals up. And then who else? McCoy was good afterwards. We didn't think it was ACL or anything of that nature. Might have just had a sprain there, light sprain, and hopefully he'll be ready to roll.
To the very back, Justin.
Coach, you kind of alluded to it. The end of the first half, they hit a big pass play down the boundary and scored. Just in general, they popped up a couple big runs, too, and kind of being the – recurring theme there. You kind of bow up in the red zone, Coach, but you're giving up some big plays. How do you share that?
In the run game, we got to fit gaps better, which we did a better job of last week. And I'm going to say, the receiver-wise, they got 2 or 3 guys that can play for anybody in the country. They got some guys that can play. They always have. They always will have in the history of time. If you ever go back on ULM, their whole history, they've always had that. And they beat us in a one-on-one situation, and we just got to keep defending it. And when you put those guys out there, they're going to throw at them. So we got to just keep getting better at it.
Down front, Christy.
You talked about Kellen growing and developing. How much do you enjoy watching him kind of blossom under?
It really is fun. It's just fun to watch him. The questions he asks, the thoughts he has, and just then say, well, can't we do this with this? This with this. Now he's starting to add to me. That is a good idea. Let me think. Yeah, that is a good idea. I mean, even on pass plays and checking out with blitzes and how to get to the right run. And I mean, he's fun. He is really fun right now, and he's learning. And Nick's doing the same thing. I mean, they're both very smart guys. But you know, Kellen right now is, boy, he's growing.
Second row left, Mark.
Jimbo, last week you had kind of a coming out party with Kendrick and Courtney Davis. Tonight got a lot of passes to Hezekiah Jones and Rashad Paul. I was wondering if you can just talk about the wide receiver unit as a whole, because it looks like they're all developing fast.
Well, they are. Damian's doing a great job with them. Not only he's teaching them how to run routes, and you got to remember, Damian, he's played quarterback. So he understands what a quarterback wants and how he wants things done, and he's very demanding on those guys. He's hard on them. He's tough on them. He gets it out of them, and he's coaching them up. And like I say, there's a lot of those guys that can make plays, and they all have different skill levels and different talents. So you can use them all in a lot of different ways. So very happy with those guys.
Second row, Olin. Then down front, Zach.
Yeah, Jimbo, did you sense that your guys were as focused and intense as you wanted them to be?
Yeah, I mean, to a point. I mean, I still think there's a lot of focus and concentration. We wouldn't have had the penalties we had. We wouldn't have had the breakdowns on defense we had. We wouldn't have had to kick the ball out of bounds. So, no, I mean, we're not to where we need to be, but we're growing in that direction.
Front left, Zach, and then Travis.
Jimbo, you spoke a little bit about Nick. With the play that he had last week, how good was it for him to come back out there and get some confidence tonight?
Very good, and to come back out and throw the football. I told him, we go in, we'll run our offense. And like I said, he works too hard, and I got to keep him sharp and keep him ready to go. And I wanted those young receivers to get some work and those young backs. And I wanted DeCorbin, who I was very proud of the way he runs. You can see his ability. This guy's going to be a really good player for us. And got some other great young backs in there, too. We didn't have a chance to get them in there yet, but they're getting better. And very happy for Nick, though, tonight.
Front right, Travis.
You mentioned a low amount of possessions. In the play calling, was there any thought to try to hold on to the ball so that you fewer plays leading into Alabama?
No, not at all. I just wanted us to get back to have balance. I wanted us to establish the run again, be able to run the football, get the guys, and it was working. I mean, if we could have got some different more possessions, we still pounded it. And we got to have that physicality to set up our play action game, and then the throws in which we want to get the one on ones, because you got to put people in the box. Whether you drop back or you play action, it still gets you one on ones when you force people to get people in the box. And we did that.
Second row, Ben.
Jimbo, did y'all make it a point to establish the running game? Is that something y'all wanted to see?
Well, we do every game. And last week, if you go back and look, we did early, and we ran the ball pretty effectively, and then they started getting a hold of things. But we wanted to come back and make sure we established the run, because that's going to be the basis of everything you do, and you have to in this league. Or those D linemen, when you let them tee off and everyone, it gets one-dimensional, it's no fun standing back there, I promise.
To the back, Justin, then Olin, and then Brent, you'll wrap us up.
Speaking of making them one-dimensional, Coach, you sent Donovan off the edge early, got a sack. I think Kiki got a sack, and I know Landis was pretty active in the backfield. What do you think about your pressure on the quarterback tonight? It seemed like
we did. In the passing game, we did a real good job, and it was on the edges, because before it's been up inside. So our edges are getting better, and you got to be able to push the pocket, and you got to set the edges with it. So I thought they did a nice job, and our blitzers were getting there. We're getting home. The timing of the blitzes were really good. Even our corner blitzes, our safety blitzes, all those guys did a great job of timing things up.
Okay, Olin, and then Brent, you'll wrap us up. We've got players ready.
Coach, you mentioned playing better defensively in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about what y'all did or what Mike
did? Went back to the fundamental. I mean, it's our eyes. I mean, there were some plays there that we knew what to do, and we just had our eyes in the wrong place. We got an eye discipline, didn't fit a gap a couple times on some runs. And on the speed sweep, we came down, but they had cracked us the first time. So our guy came down, I think he was looking for the crack and didn't get the crack, and the guy stuck his foot in the ground, beat him up inside. And, you know, you still got to go make the play. And so we just cleaned some things up and played a little better and had a little more focus.
All right, Brent, you'll wrap us up.
How would you evaluate the play of your left tackle going into SEC play?
I don't know. I have to walk into film. I mean, he had a hold or so tonight, but he's getting better. He's a very talented guy. So he's our left tackle, and we believe in him. I think he's a heck of a player. I think he's going to be a heck of a player.